time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe. And I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
Well, the Department of Agriculture posted the 2020 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee's final scientific report. The report will inform USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services as they co-develop the 2020-2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans. The guidelines will provide recommendations on what to eat and drink to promote health and prevent chronic disease. Moving into the next stage of development of the guidelines, USDA and HHS will leverage the scientific advice in the committee's report, as well as comments from the public and other federal agencies to develop the upcoming edition of the Dietary Guidelines. Several ag groups have expressed reactions to the final report. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association thanked the members of the 2020 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee for recognizing beef's role in a healthy lifestyle, including the essential role of beef's nutrients at every stage. Cattle and beef producers appreciate the evidence-based recommendations of the DGAC. We believe beef is a wholesome, nutritious food that plays an important role in a healthy diet, and we're supportive of many of the committee's findings, said NCBA's CEO Colin Woodall. The Nutrition Coalition, a nonprofit group that aims to bring rigorous science to nutrition policy, urged the agencies overseeing the process to make important changes ahead of the release of the guidelines in order to redress the significant problems with the expert report. Their main concerns have to do with lack of any transparent, verified methodology used in reviewing the science and the exclusion of large bodies of scientific literature, including all the clinical trials on weight loss and the last decade of new science on saturated fats. In addition, the guidelines make no accommodations for people of different racial, ethnic, or cultural backgrounds. The National Milk Producers Federation says it was pleased that the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee's report reaffirms dairy's crucial role in a nutritious diet, but expressed concern that the committee failed to recognize newer, broader science that shows the benefits of dairy foods at all fat levels. Well, Congress and the administration must act now to enact groundbreaking broadband connectivity legislation that includes the necessary resources to close the digital divide in this country, according to the American Connection Project Broadband Coalition. A bold investment will be essential for the near-term and long-term well-being of our nation. As we make this investment, we must recognize the higher cost of operating in rural areas and ensure that the solution accounts for the cost to sustain these systems while maintaining affordability, the coalition said in a letter to President Trump and others. As millions shifted to work from home, school districts closed and resorted to distance learning platforms, and increasingly patients sought health care through telemedicine platforms to reduce pressure on the health care system and reduce risk of unnecessary exposure. Internet access has become essential to everyday life, the coalition wrote. The group is strongly advocating for robust federal investments in broadband internet connectivity to advance telehealth, distance learning, precision agriculture, and the tremendous economic value that comes with internet connectivity. You've got farm news on Ron. Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policymaking opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.